Today we're going to continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Demayim. We are holding at Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So says the Mishnah, what we've been discussing, what the last Mishnah discussed, is that sometimes when you divide produce with a partner, and the partner is someone who is Chashlan on Maestros, so you're going to have to take off Maestros, not only for your portion, but for half of his portion as well, because you really are the original owner of half of his portion, since you own half of everything. And when you took your portion, you sort of bought him out of his half, so, and he bought you out of your half, and therefore you are responsible for what turns out to be 75% of the produce to take maestro. So in the two Mishnayos we're going to learn today, we're going to learn about where you don't bear responsibility for such things, because we rely on the principle of Brera, that when you get a portion of something, we assume that that was the portion that you always had, and it's not as if you owned something and then sold it and therefore bear responsibility for it. No, whatever you get now, that's what was always yours. So says the Mishnah Cheshna, if two people receive a field to be sharecroppers on the field, or they yarsh in the field together, or they're partners in the field together, you could tell the other fellow, you take the wheat in such a place, and I'll take the wheat in a different spot in the field, meaning the other fellow is an amaretz, he can't be trusted. So you're allowed to tell him, you take the wheat in that portion of the field, I bear no responsibility for that wheat whatsoever, and in fact, you don't bear responsibility for it, and you take the wheat on a different part of the field. And the Bartanur points out, the key over here is that they divide the field while the grain is still standing, it's still attached to the field. And in the next case of wine, it's going to be grapes that are still attached to the vineyard. So in such a case, we could say Breira. We say that it's Huvra Adavra L'Mafreya, that it's retroactively clarified that I'm the one who was the owner of the produce that I took. I was the owner the entire time. This is my chelek that I deserved, that belonged to me the entire time. So all I have to do is take my own maestros, and that's good enough. Whereas in the previous Mishnah, we were talking about where they were dividing produce that was already detached from the ground. So in such a case, we don't say breira, because each and every stalk, each and every grain belonged to both of them. So when I took half, I bought you out of your half of my of the grain that I took, and when you took half, you bought me out of my half of that grain, and therefore at some point I was the owner of 75% of this grain. But in our Mishnah, you were never the owner of the other 50%. You were only the owner of the 50% that you took. So if you say ata yayin shebemakom ploni vani yayin shebemakom ploni, you take the wine in this spot and I'll take the wine in this spot, that's perfectly fine. You're only responsible for what you take. Aval lo yomer lo tolat chitim vani saorin tolat yayin vaani etel shemen. But what you cannot do is you cannot divide it based on the types of produce, that I'll take the wheat, you take the barley, I'll take the wine, you take the oil. Because if you do that, then clearly when the arrangement was originally made, you are a 50% owner in the wine and you're a 50% owner in the oil. So when you're telling the other guy to take the oil and that you take the wine, you in fact are buying him out, and he is buying you out, and then you would still be responsible for the entirety of what you took, as well as 50% of what the other fellow took, because at some point you were the owner of what the other fellow took. It's only when you're splitting within each type of produce, we're splitting the wheat, we're splitting the wine, only then can you say that you're only responsible for that which you took. Similarly, Mishnah Tes, Chaver v'Amaretz, if you have a person who's trusted, and an Amaretz, a person who is not trusted, Shiyarshu Asavi and Amaretz, that both together, Yarsh and their father is an Amaretz, and therefore whatever produce their father left, we have to assume is demai, because he cannot be trusted in maestros, and we have to assume it's becheskas tameh if it's no longer attached to the ground, because the father was an amaretz. So yachlu lomar lo, the chaver can say to his brother, the amaretz, tala tachitim shem makom ploni, vani chitim shem makom ploni, ata yayin shem makom ploni, vani yayin shem makom ploni. You take the wheat in such a spot, I'll take the wheat in a different spot. You take the wine in such a spot, I'll take the wine in a different spot. And that's perfectly fine. We
rely on Breira to say that whatever I took was mine and was never yours, and whatever you took was yours and was never mine, and therefore I bear no responsibility for it. But what you cannot say to him is, you take the wheat, I'll take the barley. You take that which is moist, and I'll take that which is dry. What does moisture and dryness have to do with anything? So the Baruch Tanur points out the obvious point, that which is moist, we assume, is Huchsha L'Kabel Tumah. Any food that comes into contact with one of the Zayin Mashkin, the Yad Shachat Dam Mashkin, becomes Huchsha L'Kabel Tumah, can become Tameh. And if it can become Tameh, we assume it has become Tameh. Whereas Yavesh, we assume, means that which was never in contact with any of the Zayin Mashkim, right? The fact that it's dry right now is really irrelevant. The point is that it was always dry, that it never really came into contact with any of the Mashkim, and therefore you might be inspired to say that I'm going to take that which is dry because I want to have things that are absolutely tahar. So that is not going to absolve you of any responsibility toward the other portion, because you are, in fact, that's considered like Shnei Minim. That's as if you're saying you're taking a different min, and you were the half owner of everything, of all that which was lach and all that which was yavesh, of all of the chitim and of all of the sa'urim. So that would be considered like you're buying the brother out on those items. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Ches we learned that if you are a partner with somebody else, you can avoid having responsibility for the maestros on his produce if you divide every kind of produce, and the stuff is still attached to the ground, if you divide every kind of produce evenly, but not if you divide where you take one kind of produce, he takes another kind of produce. And in Mishnah Tess, we learned that if two brothers yarshin the father, who's an Am Haaretz, you can do a similar thing, where each brother takes 50% of each kind of produce, and then you bear no responsibility for the other kind. But to split one kind of produce for another, that I'll take the wheat, you take the barley, or even to split between that which is lach and that which is yavesh, then you're not going to be able to say that you bear no responsibility, because you're considered to have been the owner of half of that which your brother takes the entire time. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud.